Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 210. Nothing can separate. Romans 8, verses 38 and 39. Listen closely, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let that land for a moment. Paul did not write those words from a comfortable chair. He wrote from a life marked by shipwreck, imprisonment, betrayal, and pain. And even so, he does not say, I hope nothing will separate us. He says, I am sure. That is a different thing entirely. Hope looks to the horizon and wishes. Certainty plants its feet on the ground and declares. And Paul's certainty did not come from his circumstances. It came from who God is, from his unchanging character. You can begin this day with that same sureness, because it does not depend on how you woke up this morning. And look at what Paul does next. He builds a list. Death, life, angels, rulers, things present, things to come, height, depth, powers. He names everything, everything that could terrify us, not to frighten us, but to close every possible loophole, as if to say, I searched the entire universe and found nothing that outlasts this love. Nothing got through. Nothing won. But notice where this love is anchored. It is not a vague feeling, not some cosmic force. It is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The cross is the ultimate proof of that. God gave his own Son. If he was willing to do that, do you think he will abandon you on a hard Tuesday? Christ is the living guarantee that this love has no expiration date. And there is one point in that list I want to press into your heart today. Nor depth. Nor depth. There is no place low enough that God cannot reach it. In your moments of deepest shame, greatest failure, sharpest pain, when you feel you have fallen too far to be found, this love does not retreat. It descends. It descends to where you are. It does not ask you to climb up first. He comes down. And when that truth truly lands, when you know it from the inside out, that you are loved like this, fear loses its grip. Not because the problems disappear. They don't always disappear. But because your identity is not hanging on the problems. It is secure in someone who never changes. And that sets you free to live today with courage. Not the courage of someone who feels no fear. The courage of someone who knows they are loved and goes anyway. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the weight of the day settles in, do this one thing. Place your hand on your chest and say it out loud. Not in your head, out loud. Nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Let that truth land in your heart before anything else gets there. It is an act of faith. It is an act of defiance against every lie that says you are too far gone. And it is true. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.